I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
Looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I kill a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews. Everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel as accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
So on Tuesday, Israel finally got what they have been begging for, what they have been really engineering over the past year, when Iran launched more than 180 missiles, according to the Fox News Channel, in the direction of Israel and sent them smashing through the so-called Iron Dome. As soon as this attack began, video footage started coming out showing Israel in flames, and the entire country was ordered into bomb shelters. And so now, of course, Israel is saying that they must respond, that they will respond. And it's looking very, very likely that we're going to see a massive war let loose in the Middle East. And obviously, this is a war that will require Americans to do the heavy lifting, because Israel is incapable of standing alone, which is why all of these Congress people and fake elected representatives are telling you that we must stand with our greatest ally. Take a look at some of this video footage. These are Iranian missiles coming through Israel's air defenses, and they're hitting their targets. And the targets that they're hitting, unlike when Israel does this, as we have previously noted, are military targets. Now, when Israel does this, of course, they're killing civilians en masse, murdering children, murdering women, bombing schools, bombing libraries, bombing entire city blocks and apartment complexes. So while the Israelis have tried to spin this and say, hey, we didn't take any serious damage, Iran didn't really hit anything, we all know that this is a total lie. It's Jewish propaganda, and it's so obvious that even the Jewish-controlled American media has been forced to admit that missiles were raining down on Israel, and that the Iron Dome is completely worthless, and that billions of American tax dollars were unable to stop Iran's missiles from hitting their targets all over the country. CNN reported, quote, teams on the ground in multiple locations in Israel observed dozens of missiles piercing through the skies as sirens blasted across the country. End quote. You know, as a matter of fact, Israel's inability to beat back the Iranian missile strikes led to members of the media frantically running away from their vantage points and taking cover as missiles started falling close by. Watch this video.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, we got to get off the roof. These are coming down right next to us here. They're coming down. One just about. We got to go inside.
So that's a bunch of journalists on a rooftop realizing the Great Iron Dome has failed us, and we better take cover before the Israelis get us killed. And this isn't some kind of Iron Dome malfunction. This isn't an accident. This has been happening for a year. Every other week, we see stories about missiles breaking through the Iron Dome, the same Iron Dome that failed to detect Palestinians on hang gliders. Yeah, because the Iron Dome is bullshit. It's just a buzzword thrown around by the U.S.-Israeli war regime to justify continued American funding and weapons shipments. It's used to make Israel sound tough, like it's some kind of an impenetrable fortress, which we now all know for a fact is complete bullshit. And if the Iron Dome really is all that it's cracked up to be, then it's pretty obvious that the Israelis are turning it off and allowing Hamas paraglider raids to play out, allowing Hezbollah rockets and Iranian missiles to fly in so that they'll hit their targets, blow a few things up, maybe take out a few fags in Tel Aviv, and give Israel and, of course, their bitches in the United States government the pretext that they need to go to war with Iran. And guess what? That's exactly what they got on Tuesday. And they didn't waste any time making good on it because the United States has already intervened. We are already involved. Just like the last time Iran sent missiles flying into Israel's direction, on Tuesday, Joe Biden ordered pilots to the skies to take down Iranian munitions en route to Israel. Joe Biden sent American young men to go and die for Israel. And again, this is all because the Iron Dome is complete bullshit. And now American forces are in combat. In the Middle East, once again, in this engineered conflict that the United States and Israel have facilitated every step of the way. And our fake and occupied government is celebrating. On Tuesday, Joe Biden claimed that despite all the video footage that we just saw, the United States and their Israeli paymasters defeated the Iranian attack. And he went on to say that the United States' intervention in this conflict is, quote, a testament to Israeli military capability and the United States military. It's also a testament to intensive planning between the United States and Israel to anticipate and defend against the brazen attack that we expected. Make no mistake, the United States is fully, fully, fully supportive of Israel. End quote. That was three fullies. And by the way, of course, for her part, Kamala Harris says that she's fully supportive of Israel and its U.S.-backed military campaign against Iran. She's ready to step in and take the reins from Joe Biden with her Jewish husband and preside over this fake war. This is exactly what they have been waiting for. They have sent tens of thousands of American troops right into the Middle East for exactly this moment, because it's not just American pilots who are getting involved. It's not just American pilots who are being told to stand by and get ready to get involved without the permission, by the way, of the American people. The U.S. government, and make no mistake, this is thanks to both parties, has stationed American ships all over the region in every body of water anywhere close to Iran or Israel. Take a look at this map. This is a map of U.S. Navy ships currently in the Middle East. And these are just the ones that they're telling us about. God knows the American war empire and the military-industrial complex and the empire of lies have been lying about the causes of war and actual events of the war since the beginning of time. Oh, and that's not all. Tens of thousands of ground troops are being put on standby and told they may be fighting the Iranians or Hezbollah or anyone else that Israel tells them to before the end of this month. World War III, make no mistake, is already here. We are in the early stages of World War III, and America's intervention in this Israel-Iran debacle, it proves exactly that. And you know what? It's amazing how all three world wars have been started by Jews. That's not conspiracy theory, and it's not hyperbolic in nature. All three world wars have been started by Jews. World War I came along when the central bankers decided they wanted to overthrow Europe's old systems and seize total control of the civilized world. World War II began when they started losing their grip, and it served as a means to establish the fake Jewish state of Israel. And now, of course, that they have established a stranglehold on the West, home to their useful Shabbos goys, the Jews from their post-World War II operating post have decided to start World War III, to take the last remaining pieces of this chessboard and finally establish the Jewish empire of the greater Israel. For more on all of this and what we can expect to see going forward, we're now joined by Sam Parker, who always keeps a close eye on these Jews. Sam?
Yeah, you know, Stu, it's not looking good right now. You said it perfectly. Israel has a stranglehold on the West, on our government. And it looks like they are dragging us into this war, whether American citizens want it or not. It's going to be another costly war with tremendous casualties. I mean, if you look at the war on terror, it cost the United States taxpayers $21 trillion, and that was as of 2021. So how add the hundreds of billions of Ukraine and Israel that you want from the last couple of years on top of that $21 trillion price tag. And that was just the price of what we did over the last 20 years. Imagine going to war against Iran and a greater war across the entire Middle East that's going to involve every country in the Middle East, is going to draw in Russia, probably China, NATO. This is something that's not being talked a lot about, Iran's attack yesterday. And that is NATO is involved as well. What does NATO have to do with Israel and Iran? But NATO's there flying support missions for Israel and the United States in the current mobilization phase of this World War III that you're talking about. So all the pieces are on the board. They're starting to mobilize. And as you said, it's quite possible, easy to see that we are in the early stages of the opening act of World War III.
Okay, so when you said NATO's involved, and you're right, that's not being heavily reported on, but NATO was an alliance that was formed for one purpose, and that's to fight Russia. And we have broken every NATO promise as we have expanded further east, reneging on the promises by begging Poland and Hungary and Turkey and Romania and a lot of these other countries to come in. We've been clamoring for Ukraine to join NATO. And so what that tells me is that we are now trying to provoke Vladimir Putin into getting involved with this because, of course, there is the Russia-Iranian alliance.
That's correct, Stu. So you have the Russia-Iranian alliance. Of course, you got the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. And we should note that Mark Rutte, the former prime minister of the Netherlands, was just sworn in, I think, this week or last week as the new secretary general of NATO. And he's famous now for denying any genocide in Gaza, for covering up any war crimes that Israel has done there. And he has already, for the last few months, been forging an alliance with Benjamin Netanyahu. So you can actually see the pieces lining up. You can see NATO, of course, taking the fight to Russia, accelerating there, picking up there. You can see Israel drawing the United States into a greater conflict with Iran, and you see the bridging of the gap between Netanyahu and NATO. So it's going to be a worldwide conflagration, Stu, and it doesn't look like there's any appetite in the United States government to stop it. You have, the State Department under Antony Blinken, this Zionist Jew, right, who is pushing this war in Ukraine and also pushing an intervention in Iran. Now, publicly, Joe Biden is saying things like, we want Iran and Israel to stand down. We want to have a negotiated peace settlement. But then secretly behind the scenes, you had other White House officials telling Israel yesterday, or came out yesterday, that they're telling Israel behind the scenes that, hey, do whatever you want. We got your back. So they're saying one thing publicly, doing another thing privately. And you were right, Stu. Israel got exactly what it wanted. It was able to provoke an attack from Iran that's going to give them an excuse to escalate. And that's how they're treating this.
Now, and this is how they employ the Jewish-controlled, Jewish-funded media to convince millions of Americans that what they need to do is get on board and support our greatest ally, to pray for Israel, and to stand with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes, they're reporting that this is an unprecedented escalation from Iran, when really it was just a response by Iran to the escalations that Israel has been heaping upon them for the last several months. Assassinations of foreign leaders, assassinations of IRGC commanders and leadership, and the attack on Iran's embassy. So and attacks on Iran's cyber infrastructure. So this is a response by Iran. Now, what they didn't tell you is that 2 days ago, Israel invaded Lebanon. So Israel invaded Lebanon 2 days ago. Iran responded the next day with about 180 ballistic missile and drone strikes. And Israel and everybody's treating this as like a declaration of war and a serious escalation. And I'm like, Israel, you just invaded a sovereign country the day before. And the day before that, Israel launched attacks on four other countries.
Yeah, but hold on, Lebanon. Hold on. That sounds like just like a bunch of anti-Semitic tropes stacked on top of each other.
What is anti-Semitism? It's criticism of Jews, right? So, I mean, are we offering critical review of what they're doing? Yes. So I guess from that definition, we would fit their bill of any saying
I don't know what the definition of anti-Semitism is anymore, because the people who are being murdered, who we're actually giving a platform to and defending, are actually the Semitic people, the people who have been annexed from their own land in Gaza and in the West Bank and now in Lebanon. But the people who are perpetrating this are not even the Semitic people. So I don't really understand how this is.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does get confusing, and there's a lot of mixed up genetics going on for sure. But I do want to talk about this displacement and attacks that you're talking about and the ethnic cleansing.
I got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
We know what's happened in Gaza. They've displaced over 2 million people. They've killed anywhere between 41,000 and 200,000 Gazans. However, what people maybe don't understand is just in the last 2 weeks, in Lebanon, Israel has killed over 1,000 Lebanese people, mostly civilians, and they've already now displaced 1 million people, Stu, in Lebanon. That's a city the size of almost Dallas, Texas, in just the last 2 weeks. And they've issued evacuation orders for 29 villages and towns across southern Lebanon. And these people have been fleeing towards Beirut and the central Lebanon and northern Lebanon. And Israel has been bombing the roads and highways that are allowing these people from southern Lebanon to try to escape. So they're following the same playbook in Gaza, where they told the Gazans, hey, you need to flee, you need to get out of the way. And then they bombed them where they went. And that's what Israel's doing. They told them to get out of southern Lebanon, and they're bombing the roads leading out of southern Lebanon, and they're bombing Beirut, Lebanon, and they've displaced 1 million people. And some of those people are already on their way to Europe, I'm told. So Israel's following the same playbook.
30 seconds, and this is going to be a challenge to answer this in this amount of time. Where does this go, and how quickly?
Well, it goes into Iran. That's where it goes next. I think you're going to start seeing some bombing campaigns probably on Iran, increased ground incursions into Lebanon at the very least, and that's going to continue escalating. So I think that what you're seeing in front of your eyes is what's going to happen. Further incursion into Lebanon, airstrikes on Iran, and then escalation from there. And I want to say one last thing in my last few seconds. The United States only produces 12 SM-3 anti-ballistic missiles a year. 12, okay, for their submarines. And their submarines shot 12 off the other day trying to fend off Iran's ballistic missile salvos. So this is costing real resources for the United States and the United States' defensive capabilities and war-making capabilities, not only in the region but around the world.
Yeah. The United States defensive capabilities are basically one and the same as the Israeli genocidal mass murdering war machine, military industrial complex. The front lines are there in Israel. That is where all of the American war empire's bodies are buried. Sam Parker, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. I hate when we run out of time, but unfortunately, we're pressed by commercial breaks for DirecTV and Dish Network. The Stu Peters Show will continue next. Go nowhere.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? You know, lately we've all been reminded how important it is to stay sharp, no matter how old we are. We can't just let the years slow down our mental game, whether you're 35 or 85. Now you can choose to be at your best. And if you've noticed that your brain feels a bit foggy as you age, it's time to clear those mental cobwebs. And I can't think of a better or more delicious way to do that than by having my daily dose of Mushroom Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Mushroom Breakthrough packs a powerful punch. It has 4 cognitive boosting mushrooms: lion's mane, chiaga, cordyceps, and reishi, plus collagen for extra brain support. Lion's mane in particular can increase the levels of BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells to grow. And that's crucial for learning and memory, which typically decline as we age. It's like fertilizer for your brain cells. On top of these incredible benefits, it also tastes delicious. All three flavors are absolutely amazing. So give Mushroom Breakthrough a try and feel the difference. Head over to buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters and then use the promo code StuPeters to get your Mushroom Breakthrough with 10% off. Your future self will thank you. Go to buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters and use the promo code StuPeters at checkout. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com.